This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Set, cock, block, hour number two of USA Prepares. Charles is with us for the second hour. We're doing a special broadcast on efficiency, and I can see that we're not going to get through it. I can see it. So we're going to have to, Charles, we're going to have to do many, many broadcasts. So we'll call this part one, okay? Ted, in Washington State, you had a couple comments about efficiency. Please continue.
Alrighty, thank you. I agree with you. We're going to have to do several parts because this is one of your finer topics, automotive mechanics and engine efficiency. So the other scenario I wanted to bring up to the minds and to the attention of the class is there's two other inventors. There's one based out of India somewhere. He has a very interesting spelling of his name. His name is Somender Singh, so it's Somender dash Singh dot com. That's his website, Somender dash Singh. He actually made Popular Science magazine back in 2004, I believe, thereabouts. He's called the Crazy Barefoot Mechanic. So his passion is taking the aluminum block on top of an engine head and cutting four little troughs in a star-shaped pattern around the intake and exhaust valve from the edge of the cylinder, or, if you will, all the way to the center where the firing spark plug is activated. So the strategy behind that is it will allow the internal combustion to take place more thoroughly and deeper and channeled to the far extremities of the cylinder, the internal diameter. And you can still use regular gas, but yet increased compression ratios without any knocking or pinging. And there was, I believe, two... Go ahead.
I was going to ask Charles, back in the 70s, we were doing all kinds of things to change the combustion chamber shape, size, change the valve angles, change the flow characteristics the goal was to increase the compression ratio so you could make more horsepower, more torque, but we had to overcome the ping. So we experimented a lot with spark plug shape, spark plug electrodes, spark plug angles. Charles, what are your thoughts about this design from India?
What he's saying, I haven't seen specifically, but I've seen similar to what I believe he's saying. Like you're saying, in our era, they would put a trough across the top of the piston to allow flame travel, and so it doesn't get occluded. What happens is, see, that's one thing in engine design. Different manufacturers all have different strategies, but they come up when I speak of engines and performance, unfortunately, I'm thinking of an era back in the 60s when there were small block Fords and small block Chevys. And at that time, each has its own advantages and disadvantages. Basically, like I was saying, you don't want to compare apples and oranges, but when you look at engines, if you look at them from a third-party point of view, they're very, very similar, and outputs are very similar. But, like I say, they have small advantages. The architecture and the basic design of a small block Ford, not the 302, but the 351 compared to a 350 Chevy, it allows you to use a longer rod, which is a big advantage. But from the factory, the Chevy has a much better exhaust valve and exhaust port. For you filling a cylinder is one thing, but exhausting it is another. And that's a big restriction on your Ford engine. But when aftermarket heads came in the vogue, it leveled the playing field quite a bit, so the Ford owners wouldn't have to do as much modifications and wouldn't be at as big a disadvantage. They would have an advantage because, like I say, their longer connecting rod gives you a better angle, and that increases intake flow velocity. It's strange. But, yeah, what you're saying, yeah, getting the flame all the way across the combustion chamber is important. They know that on the outer boundary of the cylinder, it's a little too cool to ignite, and they attribute a lot of the unburnt emissions to that portion of the cylinder. That's what goes out the exhaust pipe in the way of pollution and exhaust emissions. The flame goes out because of the temperature, the low temperature.
And I believe that's called the quench area. Ted, did you have a comment or something else you wanted to share with us?
Yes, I do have something else I want to share, but my current comment is I just want to encourage the class to start taking these ideas and see if we can implement them so we can come back to class and share our experiences far beyond theories and see if there's any failures or if it truly does work. So Charles was right. He simplified the explanation. Basically, this Indian mechanic, he created not necessarily a swastika, but an X, if you will, to help it get to the far extremities of the cylinder. So and his results were you could start the car from a dead stop in second gear on a manual transmission, and you could accelerate in idle without touching the throttle. You can get to beyond 20 miles an hour in fourth gear. And that's at idle, with no giving any additional throttle from the pedal.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, necessity is the mother of invention. And I guess that's what's happening in this particular inventor's world.
Yeah. The final thing I wanted to share and mention is another Italian inventor. His name is Raphael Morgado. And he created the Mighty Engine, MYT, which stands for Mighty Yet Tiny. Massive Yet Tiny Engine. So it's basically it's a planetary engine, and it can run on pretty much anything: compressed air, peanut oil, diesel. He did decide to stay with diesel because the infrastructure is already nationwide. But this engine has either 5 or 8 moving parts on the inside. It requires no lubrication. It's the size of an oversized pumpkin, basically like a 5-gallon bucket. And his claim is what he wants to do is create retrofitting shops throughout the country that will take anybody's car, install this engine into it, and give you the mileage of a Prius, but yet the horsepower of a Hummer. And I believe it's from angellabs.com. If you go on YouTube, it has a dissection animated rendition of what the engine looks like on the inside. I think it's only using maybe 2 spark plugs, but it's called the MYT engine from Raphael Morgado. Please pardon the pronunciation of the name, or if I have the names completely off, but the class will see once they go on there and check it out. Research.
Okay, I just went to a search engine, typed in MYT space engine, and I found it.
Okay, perfect.
I'm not sure how this is going to work without lubrication, but I'm going to pursue learning about it. Charles,
check
do you have any
out.
Comments on this?
This I haven't heard of either, and I will be interested in taking a look. See, there was an air engine, and see, this is the thing, if the class is interested in this information, they need to have their pencil handy, because these things, revolutionary ideas, they tend to disappear and not be seen or heard from again, and that doesn't...
That's right. Let me cough and say Stanley Myers.
Hello, yeah, we're well familiar with Mr. Stanley Myers from Grove City, Ohio, who made a high-voltage electrostatic impactor that separated out hydrogen on demand and demonstrated it for the U.S. Patent Office. Yeah. So, yeah, we got to keep our eyes open and be aware of these things and investigate them because our media isn't doing the job for us.
And
Ted, I've got a question for you. My aunt and also Charles. Ted, my father mentioned when I was very young that, you know, there's a 100-mile-per-gallon carburetor. And he said, you know, there was one, but he never saw it. He read about it. He heard about it. There was discussion about it, but it never made it to production where people could buy one. Have you heard that story as well?
Yes, I have. Many of the most fascinating inventions and technologies, people get depressed, people will get disappeared or suicided if they don't take the bribe up front to be quiet. I think we might be tempted to become dazzled by some of the things we see in the Smithsonian and other relic museums, but the science is there. It just needs to be dissected and made available to all.
Yeah. Ted, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for taking my call. I will continue to listen on the listen line.
Yeah, and also, please don't be a stranger. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay, great call. So, Charles, 100-mile-per-gallon carburetor.
Oh, yeah. You don't get me started. Anyway.
You want to talk about more miles per gallon with differential changing differential oil first? Take a minute or so before we get into the 100 mile per gallon carburetor?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say that one thing to keep in mind when I might even talk about when you talk about better mileage idea, I don't know the audience, but every individual, take that motor block out the back of your pickup truck first. You improve your mileage. And another thing is, if you are equipped with a set of trailer pulling 390 gears, if you need better mileage and you're not pulling a trailer, you can switch up to some 290 highway stars for your axle ratio. Improve mileage.
Yeah, and what Charles just
and the
said
are important.
What he just said about take that engine block out of the back of your pickup, what he's saying is reduce the weight. If you're lugging around a lot of weight, it takes fuel. Just like if you're overweight now, it takes more fuel, more energy. It's harder to do. Lean it out by getting rid of some of that excess weight in your vehicle.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Charles, this is where it gets a little bit dangerous for those in class. Please don't do this without doing your own research. But when I was racing my AMX, the transmission was a BorgWarner T10, and it had a very heavyweight oil in it. And I decided that it was really hard for those gears to spin through that oil. Think of it like you're operating a kitchen mixer, and you're mixing a really heavy, thick liquid as compared to mixing water. So I drained out the transmission, and I replaced the lubricant that was in it with automatic transmission fluid. Very slippery, thin, and, you know, of course, I got slightly more, I improved my results on the track. But there's a risk of destroying your transmission when you do things like that. Now, what I found out was when I was pulling a heavy load with our truck, our Cummins turbo diesel truck, 3/4-ton truck, that the differential fluid would not get as hot if I used the synthetic lube, which was a little bit thinner, and it worked great for me. So, Charles, you have a comment on that?
Yeah, exactly right. And I'd like to say, even you and your work on your car in the early days, your performance was impressive because the information wasn't readily available like it is on the internet now. And the synthetic lubrications are of big advantage, and you can tell all that every time you go back and touch that rear end, that heat is lost power and lost mileage. It's going to making heat, not to getting you down the road, and that's what you want. You want to get down the road cool as possible, is efficient. It's like the new light bulb. Versus the LED light bulbs. LED light bulbs use power to make light, not heat.
Mm-hmm. That's right. About 90% of the energy in an incandescent light bulb is wasted in heat. You're absolutely right. And that's why the LED light bulbs are more efficient, because they're not making as much heat, just a very small amount of heat for the LED light bulbs as compared to the incandescent. So back to the, really quickly, air filters. I use a K&N air filter on all of our vehicles, or an equivalent. And what this is, instead of paper glass, it's several layers of screen and gauze, kind of like pipe cleaners, if you will, material. And you apply a sticky oil to it, and what happens is it flows more air. It's way less restrictive. So your engine can grab more air more easily and improve your air-fuel mixture for economy. But they have two different types. One is just a replace and drop-in air filter that, and you service it. You don't throw it away. You just clean it and put it back in, re-oil it and put it back in. Then they have one called a performance air intake. And I think there's a problem with this, because the idea is air is denser. There's more oxygen in cooler air than there is in warmer air. But warmer air is easier, it's easier to mix the fuel and air if the air is warmer than if it's cool. But the air is denser when it's cool. And back in the 70s, guys on the racetrack were trying to figure out how they could make the air cooler so they get more dense air to make more horsepower. Well, they've got this performance intake from K&N, and correct me if I'm wrong, this thing is a tube with a semi-cone-shaped air filter. It's very small in terms of square inches of filter media, and it's grabbing warm air from under the hood, which would seem to reduce efficiency and performance, but they call it a performance intake. To me, I would want to have my regular air cleaner air box and grab the air, the cool air, from inside of the fender well, which is also air is directed from before the radiator into the fender, and I'm grabbing cool air in my stock air filter box. Would you agree with that? My logic or not?
For performance, you want cooler air. Absolutely.
There you go. So we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about the 100-mile-per-gallon carburetor with Charles in Ohio.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As expected, President Trump has announced steep tariffs on Chinese goods, saying the U.S. will impose a 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of Chinese exports.
So last year, $375 billion in trade deficit. We had a with China. We had overall over $800 billion over a period of years. Each year, close to $800 billion in losses on trade. Not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen. Can't happen.
China now announcing it's going to impose similar tariffs on American goods from planes to soybeans. The Taliban leader in Pakistan is dead, according to Afghan officials, who say Mullah Fazlullah was killed by a U.S.-Afghan airstrike near the Pakistani border yesterday. He's been one of Pakistan's most wanted terrorists. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today you've got your.
Take my. When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Charles, the 100-mile-per-gallon carburetor that was talked about when I was growing up in the 1960s, what do we know about that?
Well, the work goes back originally to Mr. Pogue, Charles Nelson Pogue. He was a citizen of Canada, and he demonstrated in a, it's reported, a V8 Ford of the era. He supposedly drove down from Canada, getting close to 100 miles per gallon. Now, they have imperial gallons in Canada, but there's some room for error, but he supposedly was getting 100 miles per gallon, and supposedly when he came down, there's a couple things that spur this kind of research. It's war and oil price, and he came down near the Second World War, and supposedly when he got down here, there are documents that show it was tested by the Ford Motor Company, and he just kind of he made a factory. He was trying to manufacture them, got into some trouble, and he died of a ripe old age, amazingly. Get him to talk about it, I guess he would if people ask him, and getting answers from him, he wasn't happy with the experience. But a second guy came in, and Mr. Polk has several patents on high mileage carburation systems, but I didn't have time to find exact documentation on which system he used, but he has one that is a favorite for me, and if any students are interested, all you have to do is go on the internet and type in Charles Nelson Polk, all his patents, you'll be able to find them. But the one I find, there's two of them related to the same one, but 1792239. And the reason I find that interesting is because there was a gentleman that you might even be more familiar with, and he was around 1979 during the fuel crisis. Guess what? Somebody invented another high mileage carburation system. But first, back to Mr. Polk, if you look at his patent, you might also want to look at another patent, 1938497. They're available at the U.S. Patent Office. You can't find them online. And this patent is very, that's the second Charles Polk patent on the same system. And the reason I find this system so interesting is because it relates to this one that was made in 79. But back to this, right after Mr. Polk filed his patent, there is another one, 1944544. And the reason I find that one interesting is just because of the gentleman's name. It's by a Mr. William Henry Cheney from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And you just look at what he did and look at these other patents. So just beyond that, we'll come up to the energy crisis in the 70s, where it was determined that it was manufactured where they had ships docked, anchored idly offshore, not unloading their fuel. And GM, I believe, there was an antitrust lawsuit. But anyway, at that crisis where people were in line at the pump, in that era, Mr. Thomas Ogle from El Paso, Texas, he was in Argosy magazine, and his story was documented by photojournalist, I believe it's Ron Lanters. He's famous. He is the subject of the book Photos to Die For. And Mr. Polk demonstrated for college professors, mechanics, and government officials. There was Mr. Hearn, who came down from the forerunner of the Energy Department to investigate his claims. He demonstrated a 4,000-pound Ford LTD with a larger engine going about 100 miles on a gallon of gasoline in front of all these people. And he showed he could do it. It's something real. And the thing is, basically, it's a similar, very, very similar patent to the one Mr. Polk filed and Mr. Henry Cheney filed. And Mr. Thomas Ogle, supposedly, according to Mr. Lander's account of the story, had major manufacturers down to his workshop in Texas to look at and investigate this device, and he ended up selling it. And so that's one of the many stories you've seen reported in the paper about super high mileage coming for you in the future. Stand by, and oops, no more to say. Just keep moving along.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned someone more recently. Were you talking about Paul Pantone?
No, I was talking about Thomas Ogle in 79, but let's move on. Those gentlemen I just named were all internal combustion engine vapor carburetors adapted for automobiles. Mm-hmm. We can talk about Mr. Pantone from Yeet Industries. He made a system where he could close the fuel system. You would, I believe you'd start it open, you get the engine running, and then you could close the fuel system. No more greenhouse gas emissions. They can't charge us for every mile we drive. The greenhouse gases, remember, are our comfort and convenience. They're how we get to work. They're our job. They're our air conditioning. That's what greenhouse gases are, and they want to charge us. They want a Kyoto Accord or a Paris Agreement so they will have the moral authority to tax you and me when inventions like Mr. Paul Pantone made, who got into an enormous amount of trouble for it, have been around, that will end this greenhouse gas. And don't get me wrong, it's the American way. We buy it, we throw it away, and spend our money on it. Well, that's the same way with gasoline. Every time we get in our car, out of that 1 gallon of gasoline you buy, if you're lucky, 30 cents pushes you towards your destination. The other part, 30 cents, goes out the exhaust, waste heat, and another 30 cents goes out the engine radiator in waste heat. 10% is parasitic drag and losses from bearings and friction and road friction, tires, whatnot. But basically, it's like I want to be a millionaire while I'm dropping money on the ground everywhere I go.
Angelique in Vermont, welcome. You're on with Charles.
Hello. Is this the Vincent Brunelli show?
How can we help you? Yes.
Yeah, apparently today's topic is energy, right?
Fuel efficiency, yes.
Okay. Here's one for you. A few things for you. One of the reasons Japan theoretically got Fukushima, you know, the Daiichi plant, and it got trashed and things like that, was because Japan, you know, being a very intelligent people, they were coming out with a car that ran on water. Ooh, what does that do to the petrodollar? That ain't cool. So Japan gets trashed, but then it gets worse. Okay. Fast forward to Germany. I don't know why they developed an engine that runs on salt water instead of just plain old water. But anyway, Germany does that. Okay, let's fast forward a little bit. It was, you know, maybe a couple months ago, I was watching something on the internet. And this guy goes, okay, yeah, I've got a generator and it runs on water. And he says, the government says, I get to keep it and use it, but I can't sell it and market it because, you know, so much for the petrodollar. And in the meantime, we're going, oh, pollution, pollution. Who needs petrofuel? Well, we've got the petrodollar, right? What happens if you don't need petro? Goodbye, cruel world.
Angelique, let's have Charles weigh in on this. I have a response, but Charles, what do you think about a vehicle running on water? Are we talking about splitting water H2O into hydrogen and oxygen? Is that what she's talking about?
Yeah, you have quite a volatile situation, don't you think? And who needs petroleum when you got such a volatile thing to run on?
Yeah. Angelique, thanks very much, and we'll have Charles respond in just a second. Thank you for calling in. Charles, your thoughts?
I'm just making an assumption that she is talking about splitting water into hydrogen and oxygen, and it's been demonstrated that that's what we were saying about Stanley Myers with his novel process. But the reason they use seawater is, I don't know if, like I say, I'm not familiar, I'm just shooting from the hip, but you would use seawater because it contains the minerals and it is got the electrolyte in it that will allow you to split it with high current. You have to, you can't, it's very difficult. What Stanley Myers did, he used tap water, pure, to split it off into hydrogen. He demonstrated it, and others had demonstrated the other way. You use water with an electrolyte, a salt or maybe sodium or even acid or whatnot in it, and it aids the electric current flow through it to split it.
One of our instructors drove over to our farmhouse, and he was driving a Ford truck, and he was pulling a trailer, and he had a Brown's gas generator. And really what he was doing is he was using electrical current from his battery and alternator to bubble up hydrogen gas from the water in a mason jar under his hood. And he said that he got more miles per gallon. Now the question is that true? Is it true because you use a lot of energy to make Brown's gas by draining your electrical system in order to do so? We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Charles in Ohio is with us. Charles, before we continue, is there a way that you can come back many more times and spend some time with us on a Friday?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to.
I'm so glad. And thank you for volunteering your time today and sharing with us your thoughts and your knowledge base on the internal combustion engines and efficiency. So one of the things that you mentioned that was very, very important was heat. And the best you can do, and my numbers were very similar to yours, a lot of heat goes out the tailpipe. It's wasted. A lot of heat goes out the radiator. It's wasted. And you said 30% each, so that's 60%. My numbers from many, many years ago were about an internal combustion engine, at the most, would be about 47% efficient. But then you have, you know, the losses of parasitic drag, which you were talking about, the wind and the tires and, you know, the lubricants, the drag in the running gear, the wheel bearings, all of that, you know, decreases the efficiency of the fuel to ultimately just move you on down the road. So if you look at what automakers have done, and correct me, Charles, if I'm wrong, but they've tried to make the vehicles more aerodynamic. So if you look at a current production Toyota, Mazda, Mercedes, Ford, Chevy, doesn't Chrysler, doesn't even matter almost. It's hard to tell one from the next. I mean, unless you read the badge that says the brand, it's hard to tell because they all look so similar. And they seem to have gone to plastic bumpers, which are lightweight. Behind the plastic bumper is styrofoam, you know, like in a styrofoam cup. They've reduced the tailgate weight of pickup trucks. They've taken weight out everywhere they can. Steel wheels have been replaced with aluminum alloy. Intake manifolds have been replaced from cast iron to aluminum, now to plastic. Everywhere you look, they've taken weight out of the vehicle in order to improve fuel efficiency, but they haven't gone to the extremes of the 100 mile per hour, mile per gallon carburetor. Is that right?
Yeah, I tend to agree. They take weight saving measures in newer cars very seriously, and I will give Detroit and global auto manufacturers credit in material science. They have made advances that have given lighter material. They wanted to try aluminum engines for a long time. Like anybody familiar with the Vega knows that the knowledge doesn't always in sync with what they put out to the public. But that's their way of cheaping it. And no, they, although they have taken these drastic measures, they haven't stepped forward with a vapor carburetor. And the one thing people might want to look at, interested, is the mobile fuel run. Some of the winners of that, where they've gotten 130 miles to the gallon. And mm-hmm. as far as engine efficiency, too, although I won't take, don't want to take their word for it, I go by Wikipedia and books on internal combustion engine, comparing internal combustion engines, steam engines, and turbines, others engines for efficiency. They say that 30% efficiency is generous.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Right. And you know how much energy you're wasting just by what comes out of the radio. Just raise your hood. Under hood temperatures are over 150 degrees.
Exactly.
Easily.
See, that's one point I wanted to make also, if we have a chance and get time, is that when I was raised in the 80s, a home furnace was 80% efficient. Now they've got them better than that. But your car engine is a better furnace than it is an automobile engine, and that's where the co-generator comes in.
Yep, and let's talk about that next time, Charles. Let's talk about these other technologies, and we'll weave into that, getting more miles per gallon with your vehicles. And next time, let's see if we can bring into the discussion the different kinds of spark plugs and why it's important to select the right ones, and spark gap, and tweaking that engine that you have to get a little more miles per gallon, because we're all not going to be able to build our own designs for new engines. Charles, thanks so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.